Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
To another Lost Library blind box.
Hi there, I am Annie Creighton of Crooked Russian Cam. I do Gem Jammer, the Gem Jam. I will fight you and date me, damn it. I am going to be your storyteller here.
Hi, I am Alyssa Hinson. I previously played Trish on Mompocalypse, and I will be playing Amelia.
My name's Jackie. I will be playing the greedy little girl named Jade.
I am Christina Woods. Today I am playing Charlie, who is the traditional. You can find me on Twitter, at CWoodsArt. I've got my own show, which is The Home for Wayward OCs. And Instagram and Tumblr are both Christina Woods Art.
I'm Mac. I'm playing Lori, and I hate Christmas. And I'm with Annie on everything that she's on.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I'm on Twitter at WilkyWit. That's WILKYWIT. I am on lots of other Lost Library campaigns and one-shots. I'm a co-host on the Whatnots Review Show podcast. And today I am playing the Star Archetype, and my girl is named Mavis.
I'm Shannon Maynor. I am a co-host of Kingdom Smarts and a cast member on the Cool Kids Table. I'm playing a character named Ashley. You can follow me on Twitter at Shannon Maynor.
Okay. Welcome back to Kringle Cross. You guys are all aboard a flying train that is in the middle of a Christmas-colored portal going to God only knows where. Well, maybe also the elf driving the train knows where, but, well, they're kind of hard to get along with, let's be real. You are six kids. This is the first time you're all kind of meeting each other. Some of you have known each other a little longer by virtue of being on the train a little longer. But at some point, the train sort of starts smoothing out on its ride. It's been kind of rocky so far, but it's kind of smoothing out. You're starting to hear that sound of the train on tracks that's really soothing, and you're trying not to think about the fact that, well, there aren't actually any tracks. So don't worry about it. As soon as this ride smooths out a little, the engine compartment opens and Bungle the Elf comes out and looks around you guys and says, "All right, so I think this is all getting in order a little. Look, hi. I probably have to explain a couple of things, don't I?"
"Yes."
I uncap my pen. I open my journal. And aloud, mumbling to myself, "Kidnapped by a small person dressed like a stupid elf." What rhymes with elf? Shelf?
Oh, no, please don't. Please not a shelf.
Shelf it is.
Throw this book out. You should have thrown it out the window like I told you to.
I feel like my sorrow puts me on a visible shelf.
Okay, look. Okay, look, I am not an it. I am a Christmas elf. My name is Bungle. My pronouns are they and them. My gender is shut the fudge up.
Amelia covers her ears.
So does Jade.
You guys can all swear all you want, by the way. Bungle does that is Bungle saying her words. And you lucky kids of look, I don't want to presume anything. Humans are weird. Kids. You're kids. I'm not going any more detail to that.
I am not a kid.
No?
No.
Then what? I mostly deal with children. I don't know what comes after that. Adulthood?
Teens.
Teens. Oh, no. Oh. That sounds terrible.
You're terrible.
You kids and teen.
And princess.
And princess.
And Mr. Cookie.
And Mr. Cookie. Okay, look, we're getting away from the topic. I need you kids to help save Christmas. I have been sent by the Big C to bring you all here. You guys are probably from different worlds. You guys may not actually know each other. You probably don't. You're probably from alternate realities. Because the thing is that, look, all of the realities, all the Santas, all the Christmases, they're all in trouble. So, who's got questions?
Amelia's hand shoots up.
Yeah.
How does he get to every house in one night? Because it takes us 20 minutes to get to the grocery store.
Space-time travel. Next question.
Her hand's up in the air again.
What?
So, I know I read my book about Rudolph, and I watched the movie about Rudolph. Oh, which one's right?
What?
Rudolph, with his red nose.
What about it?
He still leads the sleigh, right?
It depends on the Santa.
There's more than one. It's all one Santa.
He claims he wants me to help save a lie.
They?
That is just not... Oh, they. Thank you. But frankly, that is just not going to fly.
Look. Maybe I didn't make this very clear. There's a lot of different worlds. There's a lot of different realities. There's a whole multiverse. There is a lot of Santas. There's one for each. I'm from the middle place where all those meet. That's where we're going right now. We're going to the Nexus.
The North
That's
Pole.
Where the... You know how some people say that Santa lives in a flying castle in space?
What?
What?
No.
Well, some people say that. That's the guiding star. The North Pole is usually where the beacon is, where the sort of central point of spirit is. It's... Okay. Oh, I'm so bad at this.
Yeah.
Look, none of the other... There aren't a whole lot of elves left. I'm doing my best here.
What were those little, like, demon creatures that ate all my cookies? Like, what are they doing?
They have my presents.
I didn't sign up to fight demons.
Our family's gonna be safe?
Yeah, they have my brother, so, like...
I didn't see anything.
Right. So, you know how I just said there aren't that many elves left? Those are where the elves went. You may have noticed that Christmas has gotten a little less jolly this year. That everything's a little less happy and Christmassy and wintry and fun. And that's because something is sucking away the spirit.
I haven't noticed this.
Great, I'm so happy for you. Something is sucking away the Christmas spirit from the world. That's a resource. That's something... Look, your brother's not the only one that's going missing. You know all those... You may have heard about a whole bunch of kids that are going missing. That's connected to the spirit going missing. And you guys, thinking about it, you actually have heard rumors. Maybe your parents have tried to shelter you. Maybe you've seen it on TV. Maybe you've heard it around the playground. But there have been reports of kids just going missing. Lots of kidnapping. And you start to think, in fact, maybe this is what the kidnapping is?
Oh, no.
And you also realize that, yeah, Bungle's not actually making this part up. Stuff has just been a little bit more grim. I mean, you know, the... Whatever the situation is in the government, is probably not being great. There's been some political upheaval in the past couple of months. There's been a lot going on, and everything just seems a little sadder and a little less jolly. And, well, Bungle follows that up with, so, something is taking kids, because kids are very good at making Christmas spirit. And Santas need Christmas spirit. We all need Christmas spirit. If there's not enough spirit in the atmosphere, the Santas can't use the powers, and the elves start going bad. They kind of look introspective for a moment.
So the millennials are killing Christmas.
Well, this would be Gen Z.
Aren't you guys Gen X's? Gen Z?
Are those elves? Did those used to be elves? Did they eat the elves?
Yeah, they kind of did.
Are they unhappy elves? When you get unhappy, you turn into a monster full of teeth?
But a little bit calm, a little bit calm. It's a lack of spirit thing. I don't really get it much myself. I'm mostly safe because I'm stationed at the Guiding Star. That's where a lot of the spirit is. Look, the Big C is going to be able to explain a lot better than I can. I
raise my hand.
What?
And I point at Laurie. Can we turn into these things? Is she going to turn into one of them?
No, it's an elf. Like, are you an elf?
No!
Then no!
Why are you pointing at me, anyway?
Charlie just...
I refuse to be the one who partakes.
Charlie gives side eye.
He does not help my heartaches. Heartaches.
Alright, look, this has all been spectacular, but we got a lot of ground to cover here, and I'm not very good at driving the train, so I'm just gonna try and focus on that. We only got so much spirit in the engine to really go, and after that, it's kind of gone for good, unless we get this whole thing sorted out. Are you guys hungry? Do you want some hot cocoa?
I would like to go home.
Yes!
Oh, great. Hot cocoa? Great. And they point back to the back of the car. The Keurig's over there, and turns around and goes back in the engine compartment and closes the door.
A Keurig? You guys don't have, like, melting...
Can't hear you! I'm driving the train!
A Keurig's fine, but you don't have, like, a little stovetop and you can melt the chocolate yourself and mix in the heavy cream. There's, you know, what do you think a hot plate's for? Those little Bunsen burner things you see in science class.
Chugga 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 chugga!
But we're moving!
I'm gonna go to the Keurig, but I just want you to know that's amateur stuff, and I expected more from the Christmas train.
They had a song in Polar Express when they had the cocoa. Should we sing songs?
Does Mavis have her own Food Network show yet?
That's the dream.
Was that what she asked for Christmas?
So this is just basically a point where you guys can kind of get acquainted with each other. So talk amongst yourselves. What's Christmas like where you are? I don't know. Fungal, drive the train.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Laurie sullenly pushes against the window, keeps her journal open in her lap, and she's got a little gel pen that has a sloth on top of it, showing that there's probably some cheer buried deep inside. But she is very busy writing her emotional poetry.
Amelia's going back to the Keurig, too. Mm-hmm. She wants hot cocoa.
Charlie is staying away from Laurie because she saw how Laurie was brought kicking and screaming onto the train. But I actually earlier rolled just a straight up chill to see how Charlie was handling this, and I got a total of a total of 11. So by thinking of it as Doctor Who, she's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't see those monsters, so yeah, of course you're doing good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Hey, you're pretty cool.
I don't know what we're supposed to be doing here. I just want to go home.
So there's multiple Santas?
That's what they made it sound like.
Do I need to talk to all of them?
Mom said the ones at the mall are the real Santa.
Oh, you sweet Santa.
Sweet winter child.
I don't know. I just... This is all just a lot, and... I don't know. I'm Charlie. I don't know what any of your names are.
Ashley.
Well, it says it on the apron, but my name is Mavis. Hello.
I don't think everyone in this room can read.
I can read. My name's Amelia Joy. Mavis, do you have cookies in your pocket? I smell cookies.
I do have some cookies. I want to save at least one for Santa Claus, just to hand one to him in person. I never thought I'd get the chance, and it's not my best stuff. It's a test cookie. So the icing is sloppy, but it should taste okay. So I'm going to save that one, but here, this is like, here's a gingerbread arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Princess Jade.
Princess of where?
Everywhere.
Not in my house.
Wouldn't that be a queen?
No, princesses are better than queens.
I don't think you understand the structure of a monarchy.
I agree with Ashley.
What about Queen Elsa?
She's so cold.
But her hair's pretty.
It is pretty. But no, princesses are better than queens. Queen Elsa doesn't have a boyfriend. Princess Anna has a boyfriend.
Yeah, queens are better.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we had a princess, but, I mean, queen's fine. My parents like to watch, apparently she does, like, a speech or something every Christmas, and my parents don't make me watch it, but apparently they do. It's weird.
That sounds boring. There should just be candy everywhere.
The Keurig kind of buzzes as it gurgles and spits out hot water. You find it disappointing.
What do you have in the toppings bar? Is there, like, at least a can of Ready Whip or some marshmallows or something?
Yeah, there's some store brand Ready Whip.
Oh, boy.
But at the very least, there is a little thing of, like, the little itty-bitty mini marshmallows that's, like, really hard to find at grocery stores for some reason. Not that I have any personal experience. rifling around, you do actually find some, like, really, really old sprinkles.
Oh my god.
You get the feeling this train maybe doesn't get a whole lot of use.
That's because no one wants to be around Bunghole.
Bungle said something about if we sing, something about spirit being low. If we sing, could we get better hot chocolate?
We could try it.
If you sing, I'm going to start screaming.
If I could get real fresh whipped cream, I'd sing for it for sure.
You can try.
Do I have to roll for this?
That's all on you guys.
What would I roll to sing a carol so good it makes the hot chocolate better?
I would say that would be a charm roll.
Only 7. I probably took it from store brand to, like, real Ready Whip, like, name brand, but not up to, like, freshly whipped cream at home.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Yeah. In your hand, the can kind of shakes a little, and then you see the label morph, and it turns into Ready Whip Original. Actually, it's Ready Whip Low Sugar.
It goes from Publix brand to Greenwise.
Not really much better.
Well, it's a start.
He did say there was low spirit.
Yeah.
There are many children here, kidnapped and lost, who out the window I really want to toss.
Oh my god.
As princess, can I banish her?
I gave you back your journal. I'm nice.
Yeah, I Ashley, so far, has been the voice of reason in this train car.
Well, she's a baby to save.
Yeah, I got shit to do. I'm focused.
Hey, Lori, you're looking out the window, right? Give me a chill roll.
That's what I'm good at. Oh, that's a nice roll, too. 12.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
12 natural or 12
You
added?
See forever.
I see everything as I stare out the window looking as tense as I can.
Jeez, you've memorized this landscape. You started to pick out the patterns in the warp grid. All right. I was going to draw this out a little longer, but there's something out there.
I lean forward and kind of squint out the window, ignoring the children, because I am not a child.
There's something out there, and it's starting to creep closer. In fact, it seems like it's, you know, the train's got to be going fast. You don't really have a whole frame of reference, but it feels like it's going fast, and there's something keeping pace with the train.
Hey, elf!
Jojo! Can't hear you!
His name's Bunghole.
Thank you. Bunghole!
It's definitely not Bunghole!
Bunghole, there's something coming at the train, and it's keeping up with us!
I don't know who that is. My name's a Bunghole.
Whatever, I tried.
Is it another train?
No, I don't know. It's right out there. Just look out the window.
Where?
You're in the way. Move.
Roll me a chill.
There are more windows. You don't have to come in mine. Get away from me.
I go to an unoccupied window and I look out.
Me too. All
right. Roll me a chill.
Staying at Lori's window.
Yeah, same.
Annie, 14.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, fuck.
I didn't even get these dice blessed.
Do you ever see Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July?
No, I think that's your Twitter display name right now, but I haven't seen it.
It is. Okay, this will all be new to you. You see a sleigh. And it's definitely like a Santa sleigh, except it is black. Black as night. And pulling it are two... They're not reindeer. In fact, they don't have any legs at all, which means that I guess they're the opposite of reindeer. Yeah, Mac knows what I'm getting at here.
Water horses?
No, they're not seahorses either.
Capricorn.
They're big snakes.
Ah! Oh my god!
Hell yeah!
I was halfway there.
It's being pulled by two big snakes.
Nice.
Hey, anyone want to look out the other window?
I will.
All right. There's another one out there.
Hey, we got two.
I need to talk to both of them.
Oh my god.
As they keep getting closer, you notice that over the tops of the sleighs, you find that yeah, there's two of those imps driving the snakes. the giant snakes. That are the opposite of reindeer.
Are the windows able to be opened?
Oh god.
They can slide up at the top, kind of like a bus window. So you can kind of crack them open a little.
Do they roll anything to open them?
No, you can just slide
okay.
them open.
Jade's gonna go ahead and open the window. And you're like, hey!
I imagine since Lori's sitting by the window, Jade just like climbs on top of her to do this.
Yes, like in your lap, opens up the window. Hey!
It's money, you Santa!
Shut up! It's money, you Santa!
Oh my god.
Princess Jade, is it Santa?
I don't know, they won't answer because they're rude!
Get off of me!
She just like pushes her face
this
away.
This is the point in which the engine door slams open and Bungle walks out like, can you guys just keep it down for 5 seconds? We're about to go through a big tundra patch.
Bungle!
What are you doing? What's your problem? What's going
get
on?
Get this lady girl off of me!
Santa's
it's
out
Santa.
There!
Santa's what? And Bungle climbs over and actually also gets on top of Hillary because that seems to be the best vantage point. What are you... Oh!
Get Ring. Off of me!
Why would you think that's Santa?
You're stepping on my journal!
The sleigh, there's things pulling the sleigh. It has to be one of those Santas you were talking about.
Those aren't reindeer. Those are rain
You're
snakes.
On freckles. That's my best.
They are rain snakes. What?
Rain snakes. Oh, crap. Oh, Jesus. And as they're looking, one of the elves lifts a clawed hand, and you see this strange glimmer out of it, and a before you guys can even react, a beam of dark energy blasts towards the train, and all you can really hear is Bungle saying, "Everybody get down!" And a huge shockwave rocks the car. You guys are under attack.
I'm holding on to Lori for dear life.
I cling to my journal for dear life. And my sloth pin.
Everybody, what do you do? To try and keep yourself steady here.
I want to try and grab Amelia because I have younger siblings and I know they're just kind of going to do whatever. So I want to like move her away from the windows.
All right, Amelia, are you into this?
Yeah, I have Mr. Cookie in one hand and my cocoa in the other.
Okay.
Priorities.
Great. How's everybody else doing?
I have my broom and I'll just kind of like turn it sideways while I'm standing in the aisle and just like steady myself between two chairs.
Nice.
Great.
Lori ducks down and assumes what you imagine is probably her tornado pose at school, by clutching her journal and her gel pen to her chest.
Oh, you're not gonna put the journal like on the back of your neck?
No way. This is great stuff. It's gonna make me a master, and it's going to win the girl in my dreams heart.
Aww.
Awesome.
If I ever show it to her, which I won't.
Then Jade goes ahead and clings on to Bungle.
Well, that's too bad. Bungle is not very dexterous.
Oh no.
Bungle goes flying. Bungle crumples into the other wall.
Oh no.
Oh.
I killed him.
Somebody's gotta drive this holiday train.
You're a bad princess. This is why you're not a queen.
Oh my god, who's gonna drive the train?
Yeah, who is gonna drive the train? I'll do it!
No.
No, you need a lap to sit on. We can't spare two people.
I mean, I have to redeem
myself.
I'm holding on to her, so... I'm holding on to Amelia, so... I guess... Can I, like...
I've had to drive the lawnmower before. I will handle it.
Lord, are you sure? Right.
I don't trust you kids to do it.
Okay,
are Amelia and Laurie going to go drive the train?
Okay, great. Well, you two, you two head into the engine car, and you guys sit down. Now, the train is starting to list right now. It's probably in danger. The control schema probably doesn't look super familiar to you, but here's the thing. This is Christmas magic. Amelia, give me a wonder roll for use Christmas magic.
That's a 5.
Is that even plus?
That's with my plus. I rolled a 1 and a 2. Oh, those dice are going in jail.
Good. Dice jail.
I have spares.
Okay. All right then. Amelia, you start banging and pressing on the buttons, and you actually make the train start listing further. Everything starts shaking.
That's not how...
The buttons don't work. We have to sing.
This doesn't even look like a lawnmower.
Yes, it's a train! We have to sing, like with the cocoa.
I am not going to sing.
Lori, give me a nimble for Act Under Pressure.
My dice are treating me pretty well. That's a 9.
Okay. Lori, you reach out to the thing that looks the most like a lawnmower. There's a wheel. There's a wheel there that looks a bit like a riding lawnmower. It looks a bit like a riding lawnmower, and if you look around, you can kind of see something that looks a bit like pedals. In the back of your head, you're not really sure that's how trains work, but Christmas magic. Mm-hmm. So you managed to jerk the train, and it is now listing a little less. You have righted it somewhat, but you are not out of the woods yet. Meanwhile, back in the compartment, there is a big hole in the wall of the train. And as you guys start, and as you guys keep going, you start driving through what seems like a big snowstorm, in fact. And there is snow starting to pile up at a massive rate inside the train. The sleighs on either side are getting closer. You guys can't really look outside except for the windows. The windows are shut except for the grates at the top, and there is a hole on the left side of the train if you are facing forward. What do you do?
Can I, like, move, like... Are the chair, like, are the seats, is there anything we, like, put in front of the hole to stop snow from coming in?
Not any of the seats. They're pretty well in place, but you could move the cart that has the Keurig on it.
Can I sacrifice the Keurig? And
if you feel it,
enjoy.
If we can get there, we might not need the Keurig. We could get actual hot chocolate. So, yes, I will move the cart in front. And ignore Mavis.
Okay. By the way, the Keurig's not actually plugged in anything. You're not really sure how this has been working. Okay, so you push the cart with Keurig up to the front, up against that big hole. It doesn't totally fill it. It's not a huge cart. You're looking at kind of a kitchen island, like a small kitchen cart kind of thing. but if you set it on its side, it does kind of plug the hole a little, so you're not in danger of just sort of falling out if the train lurches to the side. Do you throw the Keurig?
Real quick, I'm going to grab it first.
Yes, okay. I let Ashley have
you
the Keurig.
You grab the Keurig. You now have the Keurig. Add Keurig to your inventory.
Look, you can make hot water. You can throw that in someone's face.
Yes.
That's true.
It's not plugged in.
Okay.
It's magic.
Maybe.
There is still snow piling up. The sleds are driving closer. You see one of the other ones starts glimmering. It looks like, if your best guess, you'd probably say that it probably takes a while for whatever that thing that shot the train, it might take a while to power up. So right now, your biggest concern is the fact that the one on the right side of the car, that sled, there is a glow coming from that one now.
Should we try and wake up Bungle? Should we make snowballs? Would snowballs help?
I think that's a great idea.
I'm not very good at being nimble or am I nimble or deck, so I can't, I don't want to try and throw the snowballs, but maybe I can help wake Bungle up.
I can try.
Okay.
We'll just throw snowballs.
We can put an empty mug in the Keurig and press water.
Yes.
The Keurig starts gurgling to life. There's actually still water in the top, in the, in like, the well, even though you guys already, like, dispensed it.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna try and wake Bungle up. What do I need to roll to check on Bungle?
Give me a... Let's see, roll me a wonder. Bungle is a Christmas elf.
Okay. That's a 10.
You slap Bungle awake. You give Bungle a good hard slap, and Bungle, like, snaps open their eyes. Like, what? Who? What? Oh, God, why does everything still hurt?
There's some kind of things attacking us. Laurie and Amelia are trying to drive the train. Look, I'm sorry. I don't.
What did I do to you?
My dad and mom are the doctors. I'm not a doctor.
Doctor Who thing?
No!
Oh, God, what's going on? Oh, why is it so cold?
There's a hole in the side of the train.
Oh, my God, the rain snakes. Okay, oh, God, Look, if we throw them off kilter, we might be able to... I don't know, just get them away from the train somehow. Who's driving? Where's everybody else?
They're driving.
Laurie and Amelia are driving. Laurie said right. She'd driven before. I don't think I believe her.
Okay. We'll resolve that in a sec. You guys wanted to throw some snowballs? What's
yeah,
going on?
I really yeah, like that snowball snowballs. Idea, and that seems like the best supply we have to get those snakes out of there. Just snowball after snowball. We got weak little kid arms, but if we get enough of them, I think it could do it.
Yeah, don't throw the knife away. We need the knife.
Yeah. Oh, knife. I'm keeping the knife. I'm not throwing that knife. It's not for throwing. It's for chopping. It's for cooking.
It's for
hand-to-hand
combat
if absolutely necessary.
Okay, tell me about your snowball technique.
My snowball technique? I think I make it the same way I'd make, like, a snowball cookie. I know how to make one of those. So this is just the same thing, but with, like, actual snow and not dough and powdered sugar.
Now, I will tell you, this is some pretty wet snow, so you've got a pretty good hard pack there. It will come together pretty easily if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, a big, hard, sharp snowball where it's not cold. It's like, ah, ice crystals. Ow, I feel scratched.
Yes, great. Give me a deck roll to throw the snowball.
Just a 7. I've gotten 7s the whole day.
Okay, that's still a miss. That's still a miss.
Okay, okay.
So you pack a pretty good snowball. It's pretty icy. Like, held together pretty hard. Your hands are cold, by the way. It's snow is cold.
You need some hot water.
You launch that snowball out. Where are you throwing it? Trying to throw it out the window? Throwing out the big hole?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go,
the charging one was on the right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out one of the windows then, because the hole was on the left.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think, yeah, that door's on the right side, the door that you came in originally.
I'm gonna try and open the door, because I think maybe they won't expect that. I'm gonna try and open the door and shoot it from out around the door.
I'm into it. Okay, so, with that mixed success roll, you, slide open the door. I'm sorry, did you say window or door? My brain's farting.
I'm gonna go for the door, because I think they might expect us to go through one of the windows that's already open, so I'm trying to add a little bit surprise to this. Oh, one more thing, perfect.
Yeah.
I take those ancient sprinkles. I mix the sprinkles into the snowball for that extra, extra touch.
Oh my god. You know what? I like it a lot. Let's go with it. I'm gonna give that... I'm gonna bump that roll.
Yes!
Okay, so you mix in those ancient sprinkles, those little hard pecks of death. and you slide open the door, and as you're launching that snowball, do you see anything cool?
I think I just scream.
Awesome. So you freaking scream. The dark imp that is charging up its attack, it's gathering this dark energy in its hand. It, like, kind of stops a little and it stares at you. You're reminded a lot of that one that did not take the cookies thing very well. You launch that snowball, beans it right in the face, and you actually knock it all the way off.
Ha-ha!
Nice!
It tumbles down into this Christmas warp, into this fog. It is gone. So you now have one sled with two imps driven by two snakes, and one sled on the right side minus one imp, and that was the one that seemed to have been charging up an attack. So you got one imp driving a sled with two snakes on it. All right. Real quick, let's go back up to the engine compartment. Do you guys want to try to drive this a little better? Bungle's still a little
sure.
Woozy.
Now that
Amelia is,
what are you up to, Amelia?
She is singing Jingle Bells at the top of her lungs.
Oh.
Awesome. Okay,
I want to retort with, "Please then, shut up! Please shut up! Please shut up right now!"
Yeah, but you're still singing. You know what? Give me another roll. No. Give me an act under pressure roll with your nimble and add plus two.
Is that for both of us?
Yeah. Well, you roll a wonder.
I roll wonder when I'm under pressure.
Yes.
That's an 8.
Nice.
And is that
10? I think that's 7 plus 2 plus my 1, so 10. Yes.
Awesome. And for the wonder, was that 8 total?
I rolled a 4 and a 2, and I get plus 2.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so with that 10, the train rights itself, and suddenly everything starts making sense to you. Maybe it's all the jingle bells screaming in your ears. Maybe it's the fact that you're still singing along to the melody, even though you didn't really want to, and you kind of hate it a lot. But you get this weird feeling in your head. It's kind of like when you've been like doing a word problem for a really long time, and like your brain's kind of going into like a higher plane. Like when you just start getting really, really good at Tetris after a while. You understand how this train works. You can drive it now.
Sometimes you just gotta...
What do you want to do?
Sometimes you just gotta read the manual. Amelia, is the thing still on that side? And she points.
Are there windows in the engine room?
You can see forward, you can't see to the sides very well.
Okay, then she's gonna run back and kind of assess the situation. What's going on? Where are the Santas?
Santas. Where are the Santas?
The Santas, oh my god. Alright, you've got that one on the right that has one imp on it, you've got the one on the left that has two.
They're still here!
Okay, and I am going to bin her this stuff.
Oh,
I'm just going to take the wheel and then slam it sideways.
What side do you go to?
Left
or right?
That's the way I go instinctively.
Okay. Great. Back in the.
I will give a shout over my shoulder of everybody, hold on!
Okay, so with that, everybody is able to brace themselves a little. You kind of slide towards that open hole in the train a little, but you guys are getting closer to that other sled. You don't think it's getting closer to you. You think you're getting closer.
Oh, no.
As you start, like, as you are clearly ramming it, you hear Bungle just sort of put their hands over their face, like, oh, please someone put a steak of holly through my heart and boil me in my own blood.
I don't want to know what that means. Yeah, right.
You make impact with the other train, with the sled. Roll me a deck.
Great at deck.
For kicks of
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, deck. That is a 10.
Okay. the other sled just slams into it. You slam into that sled. You guys get this weird sensation of, like, snakes, big snakes, just kind of, like, against the windows and kind of sliding along the path. Some of you haven't really been close to these imps before. It's weird. And basically, you break that sled. You break that whole sleigh. It smashes into pieces. The imps go careening. The snakes are gone too. Good job. You've been hurt this shit.
Achievement got. Been hurt.
As soon as Lori feels like the impact, she holds it for a moment and then wheels it back and goes, how we doing?
I think you killed some bunnies.
Oh, good.
Am I dead?
No, but you wish you were.
Okay. So, Ashley, did you have a plan with that hot water? Because you've got an open door, on the other side, and you're a little bit further from that sled, but that sled's like starting to get a little closer because it does not fear death.
Are the imps still on it?
Yeah, there's still one imp driving the sled. It is starting to charge up an attack, which means that it's kind of driving a little radically because it only has one hand on the snakes, I guess.
I will throw water at the snakes.
Scalding hot water.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, what do you want to do here? How do you want to do this? Do you want to do a nimble or a charm? Or a deck, sorry. A nimble or a deck.
Those are the same, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll say a deck.
Go ahead and roll me that, and since sort of gravity here is on your side, add a +1 to that.
Only a 6.
Okay.
And I rolled 2 dice this time, and now I'm rolling bad.
Okay, how's this? Since you've been rolling with a handicap before this, let's just bump that up to a 7. Because I like this idea a lot. And how are you getting this hot water out? Isn't it like a mug or something?
Yeah, I was just holding a mug waiting, and then once it was filled, just throw it.
Oh, God. Okay. So you launch that out. It bonks the imp on the head, and that spills some of the water right on the imp. It starts screaming because that's really hot. Uh-huh. It's so hot. And they are that imp sort of loses focus on its energy. It's still sort of gathering some light. But those snakes look like they are going to try and get it on a good chomp on the train. Who wants to do something now?
I'll go ahead so they're, like, within melee range.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go ahead and go to, like, the open part that they're trying to get to and just start whacking them with my wand.
I love it. Roll me a deck.
No, that would be a 3.
Oh, I'm going for, like, the back of her, for the back of her princess dress, by the way, because, like, keep the small children away from getting out of the train.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that snake tries to take a bite out of your wand.
Oh no, my wand!
Oh, it's going for it. It's interested in you now.
That's fine, I still have my fists.
Okay. Well, luckily that snake is now distracted from taking a bite out of the train. The problem is that it's now interested in taking a bite out of you.
I mean, I'm trying to pull Princess Jade, away from the openings of the train. Because, small child.
Hit me up with an act under pressure.
Okay, that is plus chill.
Plus nimble.
Okay. I still got a 9.
Ah!
You swoop her back. She reaches in for the wand, and luckily you're able to snatch it out. That snake is coming in close, the other snake is as well, and that imp has shaken off that scalding water and is starting to charge up. We have no initiative order, so if anyone has any ideas. There's still a whole bunch of snow on the floor.
I didn't bring anything with me except for my mobile, so...
You're mobile.
Can I just throw the cure egg now?
Yes, you can.
Just start playing on your mobile whams this Christmas as loud as you can.
Can I get access to Spotify in the middle of a Christmas fork?
Only for Christmas songs.
Well, it only picks up.
So it'll
Christmas
play
stations.
You Last Christmas, but it won't play you like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
Yes. Alright, well, if it takes a deck for me to spike this Keurig into a snake, I got a 10.
Nice.
Oh my god, we're going with that one. Yeah, you smack that Keurig on the snake's head. It is horrifying. And in fact, the way it reels back, that kind of backs up on the sled, and it, tell you what, do you still want to pull up, Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Great, that disorients the snakes.
Okay.
Because that song's terrible.
Yes. But the very next day, baby. Mac!
Yeah. Turns out that snake poison. Everybody hates that song. That song's terrible. That upsets the other snake. The sled actually loses control, and it starts losing ground as it starts fading away and getting caught in the snow. That imp takes a pot shot of that energy beam was charging up, hits the engine. So here's how we're doing this. You guys are kind of safe. You guys are out of that. But you are also...
Now we need to land it.
Oh, yeah, no. Now you kind of have to land the train. And Bungle has finally gotten back to their feet. You're like, oh god, I don't know how to drive this train either.
Oh no!
They get up to the front of the engine compartment. And as you guys might want to crowd around, because you can see through the front that there is that snow's starting to clear. There's something in there. There's something in the snow. There are spires. There are parapets. There is a castle.
It's my castle.
Is this where you live?
Yeah. And you guys are about to crash into it. What do you do to brace yourselves? What do you do to stop this? What do you do? Because Bungle has no idea.
My dad pointed to the emergency stop button on a lawnmower once for if you fell off and didn't want to get run over.
Are you gonna press it then? Because if not, I'm gonna try and like grab anything that looks like a yoke and pull that up.
Mm-hmm. There is, I mean, this is a train. Okay, so you you pull the emergency brake.
That. I'm poking random buttons.
I guess I'll try that.
Okay. There is, in fact, a cord there. It's candy cane patterned.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. So, you yank it down, and everything in the train starts shuddering. You are starting to slow down a little, but not by a whole lot. And as you careen closer and closer to this to this castle, you start to get the feeling that maybe you're gonna die here.
Oh god.
I don't want Amelia to. Starts singing the part of Frosty the Snowman where he hears him holler stop.
Yes.
Just that one part though. She can't remember the rest.
I'm gonna join in.
My phone is still okay. Blaring is still blaring Christmas music.
Is it still Last yes. Christmas? That might not help.
How about if I put on my parents' Christmas shuffle? So it's just like random music. Do I have to roll to see if their music coincides?
Is it Michael Bublé?
I want you to tell me what song it's playing.
Put on one of Billy Idol's Christmas songs.
I don't know what Billy Idol's Christmas songs are.
We're not going to do Santa Buddy.
No, see, I was gonna say like Silent Night or something. Mm. You know, all is calm, all is bright.
Because we're screaming.
We're going into that Silent Night.
I like that.
I'm into the tragic irony of Silent Night. So you guys are screaming. You're gonna freaking die. You're careening into a castle at the heart of space time. And as you shut your eyes and attempt to make peace with your god, you try to make peace with the fact that you're about to die. And as the train's brakes are starting, but they're not going well enough, that hit from the from that imp took a lot out of the engine. You shut your eyes tight, and then you realize that everything has stopped. And that the air tastes like wintergreen. And you open your eyes, and everything is covered in ice. Ice and snow. And and you also realize that you're in midair. You are actually facing down, so this is not super comfortable. Nothing here is righted. You're at a steep angle. And outside the front of the train, there is a woman holding up her arms, and there is ice pouring from her hands, pouring around her, and she is covered in a like minty green glow. She slowly lowers the train to the ground. And as you guys all try to collect yourselves, you hear Bungle going, oh, it's the boss.
She's a lifesaver.
Excellent. And if anybody asks, I did a really good job here. And the door is pulled open. The ice melts away. Some icy steps appear. And at the bottom of the train, after you guys slowly shuffle out, there is a tall, tall woman clad in red with white fur trimming her gown. She has her steel gray hair up in a complicated style up around her head. She glares at you imperiously. Bungle? Yeah, boss. Out? Yeah, boss. Bungle clambers down, and as she surveys you, she looks down and she says, thank you all for coming. My name is Nasile. You may call me Madame Claus. It's time for your Christmas presents.
Well, it's about time.
Hey, so I shouldn't eat my chips really loudly to the microphone the whole time?
I mean, that's going to be Christine's problem.
Oh, that's a Christina problem.
I'm not going to stop you from eating, Shannon. Mm-hmm.
What? I can't hear you.
Make sure to smack your lips up.
Okay, I'm recording.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.